Are you holding off on training your loan partners, your loan assistants, your team members, and support staff on how to wow your clients? Are they getting that kind of training from you? You probably plan on training them if you get a few extra hours, but when does that happen realistically? And meanwhile, your team is doing the best they can with the information that they have. But you know, this kind of training really doesn't exist anywhere else. When you do the training, that means you're not as responsive as you want to be with your clients, and you're not hitting your closing and income goals as a loan officer. So how much is it costing you to not have a team that's properly trained how to wow clients and referral partners so that they only want to work with you because of the great experience that they're getting? We teach them how to use efficient step-by-step processes and systems that work, how to follow up so nothing falls through the cracks and loans close on time and even early, how to build wonderful relationships with clients, how to wow people so they go, man, that was an amazing experience. The members of his or her team are amazing. They're so on it. How to use scripts and dialogues for winning clients, setting expectations and communicating with clients so that you can prevent problems down the road. How to handle difficult clients, how to make clients feel appreciated and valued, and how to handle and overcome objections. It might be time to ask for some help. That's why we're here. Loan Team Training has our next live WOW training coming up. We train your team for you so you can focus on closing loans. Check it out at loanteamtraining.com for our next class and see how many five-star reviews we have from past WOW training participants and their loan officers who sent them at loanteamtrainingreviews.com. Remember, it's an interactive virtual training with live trainers, and we train any of your support staff that is communicating with clients and referral partners. Our sessions are 9 to 11:30 Pacific time. Check us out and sign your loan partner or team member up at loanteamtraining.com. Welcome to the Loan Officer Team Training Podcast. I'm your host, Irene Duford with Loan Team Training. And today I have a very special guest, Renee Rodriguez. Renee teaches people to become a more powerful communicator, influencer, and leader. And he studied and is an expert in the neuro side of influence and leadership. And he's also an amazing keynote speaker. I've had the pleasure of being in his presence as he's speaking and being in his classes. And I recently had the opportunity to learn from him in a group of 10 amazing loan officers and other business owners here in Scottsdale, Arizona in September. And it's called Amplify, and it was a life-changing experience. So Renee, thank you for being here. I appreciate you taking the time to be on the podcast.
And it's my honor, Irene. Thank you.
Again. Thank you. I'm a student of success, and so I always like to ask questions that help us see people's journey and what got them to where they are. So everyone has a journey, and it's good for people to know that they can achieve their dreams. So tell us, Renee, about what you do. Let's just start there. What do you do?
What do I do? Well, look at you putting me on the spot. I love it. You know, to be almost 30 years ago, my mother asked me a question. She said, Renee, I want you to look in this room and tell me what everybody here has in common. And so I looked in the room and I was looking for facial expressions and, you know, the color of skin and, you know, cultural differences. And I couldn't figure it out. And she said, Renee, everybody in this room has a brain. And if you understand how the brain works, life just becomes easier. And so for me, looking at that passion of saying, okay, so when I went to school for behavioral neuroscience, but I wasn't satisfied with just doing research. I was always curious as to what can I do with it? Like, what do I do with this research? Well, you figured out this about the brain. So what? Who cares? What is the application to the layperson, myself? You know, one, maybe I wasn't smart enough to become the researcher, even though I understood it. Mm-hmm. It wasn't where my passion was. I was always the annoying one saying, so what does that mean to selling? I was selling cookware door to door, you know, in college. So I wanted to know, how did that help me become a better salesperson, more persuasive? How did that help me build trust faster? How did that help me resolve conflict? How did it help me talk to girls? You know, what was whatever the application was at the time, I wanted to understand that. And so now 30 years of applying that in countless different business scenarios, I get to help leaders better tell and communicate their message, their story, their vision, help salespeople become more effective, more trusted sales professionals, help build brands, you name it, in the area of influence. That's what we get a chance to do.
That's awesome. What do you love the most about it? Like, what drives you?
To me, it's impact. Easy. It's the ability to have impact on people. When somebody says that was life-changing, my next question is, okay, how specifically? Because I get very excited. Like, what specifically changed? Because it's easy to get emotional about something. We've all gone to workshops where we get excited, adrenaline's high, and we're rah-rahed, and we're seeing these inspirational stories. And the moment we leave, we go back to exactly how we were before. That process always frustrated me. And so for me, the search for impact, lasting impact, really came from my mother. She watched, you know, a culturally Catholic country turn communist in 6 months when she watched Cuba become a communist. She lived and landed in Germany right after the Holocaust and saw cities leveled and the concentration camps. And, you know, so her whole life was very affected by war and change, but so much of change left literal dead bodies in her experience. But I think in today's more modern world, we're leaving dead bodies emotionally. We're leaving dead bodies, not physically, but people, you know, are being lost and left behind. And so how do you make change on a broad scale that doesn't destroy people in the process? And so for me, the ability to have impact, lasting change with people is absolutely my biggest driver.
Yeah. And you do have lasting change because the things that you teach are lasting. It's not just some rah-rah thing that we go to and it doesn't have a lasting effect. So that's a big deal. What's one thing that you do to be intentional about having like a strong mindset and believing that success is not only possible, but also doable? What are some of your habits that you have daily to keep you on that journey?
I think to keep me on the journey, perspective is everything. It's remembering where you came from. Somebody once told me, said, Renee, oh, wow, thank you for coming and speaking at an event. I said, thank me? How about thank you? I said, do you know how silly I look on that stage without anybody in the audience? And I said, trust me, most of my career was to an empty audience and a sparse audience. And so remembering that journey always keeps me very grounded in some level of humility to realize that I only exist because the audience says I do. If the audience decides to not like me, if the audience decides to say this isn't valuable anymore, the value to them ceases to exist. And so if you're in a place of influence, if you're a speaker, a leader, a manager, if you're a keynote speaker, whatever it is, you have to remember that you don't own that credibility. They do. And so you are there in service of those people, not as an entertainer, not somebody that owns them or can use them. You are truly there to serve their needs, because the moment you don't, you'll learn really quickly that they can take it all away overnight.
Yep. And it's all about them, isn't it? When you get up there, tell us how you train people. And I know from experience how you do this, but tell the listeners how you get people to understand that it's all about the audience. It's not all about us. Because when we get nervous, we make it all about us, right? We're nervous and that type of thing. So how do you do that?
We get that question a lot, is how do I not become nervous? And then cliche answer is to say, well, it's not about you, it's about the audience. So I said, okay, so what does that mean? Okay. Well, what it means to me is that the audience has choices of how they spend their time. And right now, time is the most precious thing that we have. It's the only thing that we can't get more of. And right. So for me as a speaker to remember that these people have a choice, I better be immediately valuable. I better be relevant. I better be in service to what their needs are, not to what my agenda is. Now, that doesn't mean that I can't have a strategy from stage. You should, but you can't build that strategy in a vacuum. You have to understand who your audience is, what their needs are, what they're facing, what are they scared of? What are they excited about? What challenges are they facing? What specific issues are going on? Like tomorrow I go speak to 200 orthodontists, and most of the people say, do you know what you're going to talk about? I said, well, I have plenty to talk about, but I want to understand who they are. The more I understand who they are, the better the content then comes together in a more relevant fashion, because it's not about the content. It's about the application of the content that matters. What can they do with it? You know, there's content available everywhere. I can look up anything, but what's relevant to me? What's solving an actual problem? What's offering a solution to a challenge that I'm facing? What's going to help me become better at what my goals are? And if I don't know your goals, then how do I know what to offer you? So I have to spend a lot of time listening and understanding who the audience is and what their needs are.
Okay. I love that. What's one experience that you've had, Renee, that has, at the time, it was really hard, but it taught you a great lesson?
Oh gosh, most of my life.
I'm really making you think, aren't I?
Yeah. Well, but I think that, you know, the concept of, you know, what's been hard and what shapes us, I think we're shaped during the difficult times. And, you know, I don't believe happiness is the goal in life. I don't believe that at all. Because if that's the goal, then I'm going to be miserable most of my life. I'm going to feel like a failure, because most of life is a struggle. Most of life involves some level of suffering. When I say suffering, I don't mean the dramatic sense of suffering. Like, you know, I went to the gym this morning. That was not fun.
Right.
You know, it wasn't fun. You know, I had to fast this morning till about noon. I was hungry. Right. It's not that big of a deal. I know people that fast for, you know, I had to fast for, you know, get a colonoscopy, fast for almost, you know, 36 hours. That sucks, but you do it for your health. You suffer. And, you know, whatever it is, getting up early in the morning, you know, the things that, you know, learning and reading a book, suffering in school, suffering in whatever it is, you suffer for the benefit of something else. You know, you give up the current to build a future. But to me, understanding that suffering and difficult times are okay, that I grow during those times, I become a better person, I become more compassionate, my empathy grows, my ability to connect with most of the world, because most of the world is suffering. Mm-hmm. And if I can understand that, I connect better with people. And I understand who I am better. I become more appreciative of what's going on because I have contrast. I understand suffering. And so the good moments come around, they're sweeter. It's like if you give up salt and if you give up sugar, the taste of fruit tastes amazing once you have one. If you haven't had fruit for a month, it's like, wow, this is magical. But if you have it every day, you have sugar, salt, you're desensitized to it.
Yes.
That's what the gift that suffering gives us. It helps us appreciate the things in life. And so to make it through, you know, the mindset is understanding that it's okay to be in difficult times. And it's not supposed to be fun all the time. That doesn't mean you can't search it. But if it's something that has to get done and it's going to be difficult, if my expectation is I got to love it, then I'm not going to do it. Mm-hmm. So I got to be okay with a little bit of struggle.
Yes.
Actually, a lot of struggle.
It is a lot of struggle. And that's when we learn the most, like you said, is through the struggle. And then everything is much sweeter when it does happen.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Just like a banana or a piece of fruit when you haven't been eating sugar. I love that you use that analogy because it's really true. Once you haven't had something for a while and then you taste it, it tastes sweeter. So yeah, it is absolutely part of the struggle. Yeah. Tell us how your team works, because this is the Lone Team Training, and obviously you're not a loan officer, but you have a team, right? Every business owner has a team. So how do you utilize your team? I know you have an amazing team because I've dealt with them. So you have top of the line people working for you. And I think that's really important because in the loan business, we're always telling, as a coach, I'm always telling people to hire top of the line people, not mediocre, not newbies, unless they have the right attitude and you want to train them. But let's talk about your team a little bit. Jenny and some of the other people on your team, they're amazing. So tell us, how do you find good people like that? What do you do with them?
And building a team, to me, has been the biggest game changer for what I do. And it was scary because you think, okay, if I hire somebody, that means I'm responsible for their income too, especially in this kind of business. And that's a big burden to take on. But you start realizing the power of division of labor. You start realizing the power of really getting people to do certain parts of the business that they're so much better at it than you are. Mm-hmm. And Jenny Salimi is our VP of events, and she's a godsend. You know, I've never once checked or looked at her income. I just know that she gets paid a lot more than what we agreed to, and it's worth every penny of it. I know that from what I understand, you know, I was asking, are you happy? She's like, I'm happy. Are you sure you're okay? I'm like, I'm great. She goes, we have to adjust. I'm like, I don't even care. This has been great. And you know, and to me, you know, we both want to retire together. Like, that's great. If we can retire being the same thing, that's awesome. And then my wife came along and had a whole nother impact on the business financially. I mean, she's relentless. She is unstoppable. She believes in what's going on, and she's a much better business person than I am. I'm not saying I don't understand business, but for me to focus my energy and time on what I do now, in working with customers, dealing with clients, creating content, creating videos, doing the interviews. Those are things that I do best. And, you know, today she's solving tax issues. She's resolving our financial books, you know, to moving to a different accounting firm. You know, she's doing all sorts of stuff, and she comes back. She's making sure that flights and everything are aligned with certain events. She's moving events to make sure that we can be most efficient use of time. The operational skill set that she brings is phenomenal. So having those two incredibly powerful women on the team. And I don't say behind me, because they're as much of a partner as anybody here. Yes. This business does not exist without them. And then George, who's our creative director, he is somebody who created the brand, and he had a passion for what it is that we did. We had a really close friendship, and he decided that this is what he wanted to do. And he graced us with his focus, and he only works with us. You know, I sent him an idea within hours, a website's built, or within, you know, the graphics are done. And it's just, it's so perfectly executed. You know, he's really good at what he does. He stays in his lane and does those things. He's passionate about the work. He takes feedback, and, you know, it's just a really, really powerful team. So it's really good. And Jenny has her assistant now, you know, Sophia, who's learning the importance of the business. And, you know, so it's fun. The business is not the same without them, and I would do anything I had to hold on to them.
Yeah.
Well, having a great team.
Yeah, of course you do. Having a great team makes all the difference in any business, not just in the loan business, not just in your business, in any business, having the team with you, right alongside you, to do the things that you're not great at. And I think having the right mindset, the right values, the right attitudes, as long as those things align with you, and then on top of that, having the experience to be able to do what needs to be done. And I love the way you described each one of them having a different skill set, because those are things that you can't do on your own. You're limited, right?
Yeah. And they understand each other's skill sets. And so, and they protect one another. It's what's really cool. Like if I'm upset about something, they'll get in the way in the middle, right? And it's like, okay, no. I might be in the middle of something, and, you know, if I get upset, they'll shield the other person, and vice versa. Or if they're upset, they'll shield them from me, you know? And so, but speaking the truth is something that's always, we all value immensely. And we had to go through a lot to be able to speak truth to each other. And what we agree to is an intense real-time communication, that if we're in a customer situation, there's no need for niceties. We just get shit done. And I don't need to say, hey, would you mind doing? Is it, no, this needs to get done. And everybody, we already know that there's a please and a thank you associated to that, because we put the customer's needs first above everything. And then, you know, and we also know that it's not personal. If something goes wrong, it's not about the individual. We already know they're a superstar. There's a process issue. So we never attack people. We attack the process. And so we'll say, okay, you know, something fell down. They're like, oh man, I'm so sorry. I'm like, no, where did it break down? What checklist item do we need to add? Yes. Oh, you know what? Let me check it out. I say, perfect. Come back to me. I don't need to be mad, because I already know that Jenny's the best there is. And she's like, oh, bitch. And I already know she's being harder on herself than I ever could be.
Yes.
Like, why? What do I need to add to that? I don't need to add anything to that. You know, and they know if I mess up, they know that I am hard on myself. And they're now saying, okay, how do we resolve that from, you know, having that happen again? And, you know, we know things like that. I shouldn't be booking my own appointments. I did one today, and I was like, oh my God, I got a podcast in a minute and a half. I got to go, guys. I'm in the middle of a recording.
Yeah. When we step in the way, right? When we step in the way of what our team normally does, it's getting in their way. It really does. And it messes things up sometimes. So thank you for sharing that, because it is so important that the team takes care of what they need to take care of. And so success usually happens in small steps, one step at a time, one piece at a time. And like you said, it's a routine issue. It's a process issue most of the time. It's not a people issue. It's usually a process if you have the right people. What are some of the steps that you've taken that have brought you success in your life, in your business?
Steps that I've taken, man, that is a broad question. I think that in terms of, if I were to look at the most important elements of what I guess I would attribute to my success, I think recently it'd be surrendering my calendar to a team. And the calendar represents how we spend time. The calendar represents where our resources are. It's our life. And one is surrendering to the team and not micromanaging things. And that to me was probably the best thing that ever happened. But I think also for me in our business is never losing sight that I'm still a salesperson. I still have to prospect. I still have to generate leads. I still have to run a sales process. And, you know, I might get more efficient at it over time. I might get people to help me with different portions of it, but the sales process is always, always happening, and it has to always happen. So understanding that the sales process never goes away, and then being open to feedback. You know, there's you're not going to always get this right. And this is an ever evolving process. You're always learning something new. Even Amplify changes from course to course because we get feedback or something new and another efficiency comes into play, a new idea comes out. And so being open to that change, open to the feedback, and continuing to learn has probably been the biggest thing.
Do you have a daily routine that you have every day that helps you get through the day?
You know, routines are interesting. So I go in waves of routines, because sometimes I like to change the routine. And I think sometimes for me, too much routine can get stagnant. Mm-hmm. But the routine that's best for me and my wife is to get up in the morning and work out. You know, just roll out of bed. Doesn't matter if we're tired. It's just, we say it's our breathing and brushing of teeth. We have to just get roll out and get on the treadmill. And we just do that. We try not to talk about it. We even say it doesn't even count as a workout. 25 minutes to 30 minutes and walk, jog, however you want to do it. You're moving for the first 25. I do love coffee in the morning. I gave it up recently for a few weeks and am slowly reintroducing it. I mean, I do like just the morning routine of making that and kind of just getting in the groove of things, spending a little bit of time thinking and preparing for the day. The night before, I usually close out my day. You know, what promises did I make? Did I fulfill all the promises, check all the boxes, and then ask myself, what are the six most important things for tomorrow? And if I can make that list, if you know, people say, well, how many A items? I said, more than six is a lot.
Yes, you
know,
it is.
If I can say six big items, and you know, and I don't do that in the morning. I do that the night before. And so if I can ask myself that, where I'm closing out my day, making sure that, you know, if I have phone calls, emails, texts need to be returned, promises, documents need to be sent, signed, whatever it is. And then say, okay, so what are the six big things tomorrow? And I just write a little list and I get in the morning and I can just look at them and I'm already have a sense of focus of what's going on.
That's great. Those are the kind of things that successful people need to share more often, because people don't know successful routines unless they hear them from other people that are successful.
Yeah. And I think too, a big thing that my wife, I attribute this 100% to her. She plans all her vacations out a year and a half out. And sometimes 2 years out, we'll be prepaying them too. So we have a trip to Madrid coming up, and she's like, yeah, it's paid for already. I'm like,
isn't that great?
It just feels great. And it there's, you know, we've got a trip to Madrid. We've got a Ritz cruise coming up. We've got a trip to Puerto Rico. You know, some of them have work, you know, the beginning and the end of them. We got two trips to Mexico that are both work related, but we get 1 or 2 days there. We don't have that. And, but you know, she plans all those things out way in advance. She's already thinking 2 years out where we're going to go, how are we going to get to Dubai and how are we going to get to Cuba? And she's thinking those things. And in the beginning, I was like, wow, that's just so far away. But if you plan enough of those, pretty soon, there's always one coming up in a few months. There's always one coming up. There's always one coming up that you planned 2 years ago. And so we've got this routine down where you just know there's always something fun. We're putting ourselves first and we're really making sure that we have that time to just connect.
That's great. And I like adding a few extra days when you go on a work trip, because it gives you something else to do there besides work. And work is wonderful, right? It never feels like work because you love what you're doing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Is there a book that, or like a book or something that has really influenced you on your success journey? So like a favorite book that you have that.
Yeah, there's so many. The book question I always say, you know, people say, what book should I be reading? And I go, depends on what's relevant to you right now. What are you trying to learn? If it's persuasion, you know, then, you know, read Cialdini, read Amplify, read Chris Voss's book, Never Split the Difference. You know, there's all those kinds of books that are fantastic. You know, if you're looking for money, you know, The Richest Man in Babylon, it's a fundamental book, you know, just understand that. Have your kids read that book. You know, if you're looking for psychology of change and things, there's a book called Change or Die, or understand Thinking Fast and Slow by Daniel Kahneman. So there's Dr. Emily Balsettis just wrote a book on Better, Closer, Clearer on the vision sciences, which to me is the most fascinating thing of how we view the world. Our vision, like truly our vision, our eyes contribute to the vision in our brains, which contribute to how we see the world, how we plan, how we set goals and achieve goals. And so the whole concept of vision sciences is the most fascinating thing right now that I'm interested in. And so, and it's not something that's popular, but it's something that is so incredibly fascinating. And then, you know, I bet you in 10 years, you're going to be hearing people talk about vision sciences.
Wow. I'm excited about that. So I'm going to take that book recommendation and read it, because I love stuff like that. Yeah. I love things like that. My kids, when they were growing up, I have three kids and they all read How to Win Friends and Influence People. Yeah. So I motivated them, you know, during the summer to read when they were very young. My youngest son read that when he was 10. And kept reading it. It's still one of his favorite books, but it really helps to expose kids to those early on in life. They've been going to events and seminars since they were very young. And it really makes a difference when you introduce them young to things like that. So your Amplify, tell us about what you have available for people that want to learn how to influence even more.
Well, we've got a whole gamut. Right. And from the free to the more expensive. Right. And obviously, and I wanted each of those levels to be immensely valuable. So the free, we've got a podcast, and it's the Neuroside of Leadership and Influence. We're probably going to change the name to the Amplify Podcast just to keep it simple. Uh-huh. I'm restarting it, doing our second season here in a week or so. And then for $25 or $20, we have Amplify Your Influence, the book. We were number two Wall Street Journal bestseller. That's something we did this year. It was very exciting for us. And
great book.
Thank you. We just launched our Academy. So for basically $9.97, you know, less than $100 a month, it's 12 months worth of coaching. We're in it's group training, group coaching environment, one time per month. Along with that comes our Amplify digital course. And so you can get the whole Amplify course digitally. And so that's $9.97 for the whole year. That's actually going to go up to about $2,500 mm-hmm. here soon. So if you want that, mention this podcast and we will honor that. And obviously our Amplify course, which is a 2.5-day experience, which is $6,000 per person. But all of that can be found on meetrenee.com.
That's great. That's where I went and met you was in person. And it helped me in so many ways. So that's the Amplify in-person course, the most expensive one and worth more than what you charge for it. It was so worth it.
Thank you.
I learned things about myself, Renee, that were eye-opening, all in good ways. So you took us through steps one at a time and worked with each person to get really deep into our story, our personal experiences, how to become great positive influencers by utilizing our story. And I've learned how to do that in the past, but this was really great because we went so deep. There's parts of our story, and I realized this during the event with you, that are painful. Yeah. But you take that pain and you utilize it to help others. And my eyes were opened about a lot of things, several things in my personal experiences that are going to help other people as I share that. So thank you for that, because we went really deep and just
the
amazing group, you know, seeing things through their eyes, through your eyes, you saying things to me that helped validate. It helped me gain confidence. Now, there was a time, you know, where I had a lot of confidence in speaking, and then I kind of felt like I had kind of gone backwards, and you helped validate me by showing me a few things that I could do a little bit differently, so that I could become a better presenter.
All we had to do was hold a mirror up to see how amazing you were. And then you got a chance to see what we all saw. It's easy that we forget, you know, there's nothing more that we take for granted than ourselves. And when the gift of being able to see ourselves through the eyes of others can really, really make an impact. And, you know, you had a massive impact on anybody in that room. And I think once we tap into the purpose and once we tap into the obligation that we have, if it's a gift given to us, then we have an obligation to share that gift. And then we get out of ourselves. We get out of worrying about, oh, I don't want to be a certain, it's not about you. This is about a gift you were given. Go share it, period.
Yes, because it helps so many people. Yeah. And I walked away different than the person that walked into the dinner on Thursday night that you had. I felt different. There was a whole different vibe that I felt like I got something back that I had lost. Isn't that interesting how that works?
Yeah. But
it was really great. So you've got those events coming on. So if they go to meetrenee.com, they can find out about all of those things.
And I'll give you one better. If you go to one of those events, the next four events I've got coming up, I'm going to offer your group $1,000 discount if they want to go through it. Just use the code Renee, R-E-N-E 1000. And if you're listening to this, then you can go there if you want to come. There's $1,000 off, which we typically don't do.
Awesome. That's fantastic. Thank you. Thank you for doing that.
My pleasure.
So give us a parting word of wisdom for loan officers specifically. You work with a lot of loan officers, and not just loan officers, but any person who wants to grow in their life.
You know, I would say that right now, you have to look at right now, whether you believe it or not, it's the most exciting time in the industry. You know why it's exciting? It's because you're alive and you're here. Yes. And to me, exciting is the opportunity to learn. Exciting is the opportunity to grow. To me, exciting is an opportunity to separate yourself from the pack. Most people are scared, petrified, and not moving. And guess what? If you can be wise and realize that you move when no one else is, you will gain more ground than you could when everybody else was moving and happy and times were good. These are the times to invest in yourself. This is the time to push and get better, stronger, and wiser. This is the time to be part of groups like this, because you're surrounded around people that are going to challenge you. Listen to what Irene and her team have to say, because they're bringing a level of experience that is invaluable. if they can say, hey, I've been down this path before, here's what we've learned, and here's what you can do better so you can avoid the mistakes, that is invaluable information that you can use. Now it's up to you to put it to work and implement it. So my suggestion is learn as much as you can, play as big as you can, run faster, market more, communicate more, and learn to embrace these kinds of times because this is what forms who we are.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Renee. Thank you for taking your time. I know you have a full schedule and you love what you do, but I appreciate you taking time is one of my appreciation languages. So I really appreciate you being here with us today. You've added so much value, and anyone who's listening to this is going to get some really good takeaways. So thank you again for
being here. Thank you so much, Irene. I appreciate it. Thank you. It was an honor to be here, and keep up the great work. We need more people like you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. So listeners, if you had some takeaways from today's conversation with Renee, can you do us a favor and share with two or three other loan officers that you know that could benefit from it? And we really appreciate any 5-star reviews if you feel like we've earned it. It helps more people hear about our podcast. And if you're interested in learning more about our training classes, you can go to loanteamtraining.com and check them out. So thank you, Renee, for being here again. And I just appreciate you so much. And you've changed my life. So thank you.
It was an honor. Thank you so much, Irene.
All righty. Take care and enjoy your day, everybody. Do you have a loan partner who does the loan consultations, structures the loan, and converts the buyer to work with you? Or maybe you have a loan partner or a team member that you would like to move into that position so that you can be freed up to go get even more loans. How about a newer loan officer who could benefit from some training in how to convert buyers to work with them? Our client conversion training is very specific to this role. It will help them convert even more clients to work with you and your team. We help you to be seen as a trusted advisor. We cover every aspect of converting clients to work with you. They're going to learn emotional intelligence, what it is, and how to utilize it. They'll discover the key to a success mindset. Yep, we go deep on this one. How to build rapport right from the first conversation. How to ask the right questions. How to answer objections. Specific dialogues and strategies to overcome rate shoppers. They're going to practice live with other class members, and they're going to also learn how to ask for and receive referrals, how to master the loan consultation with loan strategies that help the buyer make great decisions for their future. Client conversion training will set your team apart when they implement the training that they're going to receive in our class. It's a virtual interactive class on Zoom with live trainers. And your team members can attend from wherever they are as long as they have audio and video. Everyone participates. It's a 10-hour live class divided into 2.5-hour sessions from 9 to 11:30 on Thursday and Friday for 2 weeks in a row. Sign up your loan partner today at loanteamtraining.com. You'll find the class on the client conversion training tab.